How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After. And this week, we are talking about Jason Mark Campbell's Action After, which was Impact First. Now, this week, as we dive into the Action After, we're going to look at three questions you can ask to figure out the next step of your life. Now, the first Action After and the first question, and really one of the big themes of today, is you want to actively, right? Obviously, Action After, you want to actively write out the answers to these questions. I would encourage you, while you're listening to this, pause the audio and answer the questions throughout it, or set aside 5-10 minutes tonight before you go to bed and just sit, whether it's on the note section of your phone and answer this, or pull out a notebook, put some music on for yourself, but really allow yourself to dive into these questions, because one of the most powerful things you can do to find answers in your brain is ask powerful questions, right? We talk about this a lot on the podcast. You ask poor questions, you're going to get poor answers. You ask powerful questions, you're going to get powerful answers. So as we figure out the next step of your life, the first question you can ask yourself is, what is an impact I would love to have on the world? What is an impact I would love to have on the world? And you want to answer that question, right? Is this an impact that you would love to make, as Jason was saying, maybe in politics, right? Maybe an impact you would love to have is something to do with climate change, right? Maybe an impact you would love to have is something to do with currency, right? And you look at everything that's going on with the dollar in today's world and cryptocurrency, maybe that's an impact you'd like to have. Maybe you're someone who says, I want to have an impact on, you know, what's going on in the metaverse and sort of this new type of technology that's coming around. You go, that's something I would love to have an impact on because I know it's going to impact the future, right? What's something you would love to have an impact on in this world? And that's the first question that you're going to answer. Now, the second question you want to answer when it comes to figuring out the next step of your life is ask yourself, what would I like to see fixed in the world? What would you like to see fixed in the world, right? What's a problem that you see going on in today's world that you would want to get behind, right? What's something that you would want to say, man, that thing's always, you know, been important to me, right? What's something that you've always been drawn towards, right? Maybe another way to look at what's something you would want to see fixed in the world is maybe what's a problem that you went through in your own life, and maybe you got help in that area, and maybe that's something that you could now use to make an impact in your life, right? So what would you like to see fixed in the world? Is there something that's going on that you pull to, that you cater to? And if you start to look at what you would want to have fixed, chances are that there is someone out there that's already on their way to fixing this problem, right? So that bleeds us into the third Action After, which is the third question. And that is, how can I get closer to people who are doing things in these types of areas, right? So people that are on a mission to make the impact that you want to make in this world. There's people in the world that are solving the problem that you want to see solved in this world, right? So how can you get closer to those people is the third question. Now, a big hint that Jason Mark Campbell gave on our episode is he said, go to LinkedIn, right? Chances are you could type in, let's say one of the things you want to make a difference in is you go, I want to make a difference in the metaverse, right? And you go, that's what I want to do. You could probably go onto LinkedIn and type in the metaverse, and there will be people that come up in your search that are doing things around that. Let's say you want to make an impact, or you want to see climate change fixed, and that's important to you. Go on LinkedIn and type in climate change, and I promise you, you are going to see loads and loads and loads of people. Another way you can do this is go onto Instagram, type in the search bar, climate change, type in the search bar, whatever the impact is that you're looking to make, whatever the problem is that you're looking to fix, type in a few keywords there. And chances are, again, that you're going to find someone that comes up. The third way you can do it is kind of the foundational old school way, but go Google it, right? Go on Google and say, who is solving this problem, right? Or go in and type climate change. And someone is going to come up. There's going to be a website. There's going to be a contact where you can go find those people. And all you want to do is reach out and just say, just like Jason was saying, hey, I saw that this is the mission that you're on. I saw this is the problem you're trying to fix. This is something that I'm a huge believer in. I would love to connect for a few minutes and just learn about your journey and how you got here, right? Send that email. And if I could give you a cherry on top to put on that, once you send that email, that message, that LinkedIn, that DM, send a follow-up in a week. Because many people send one message, but the people that really get to get in contact with people are the people that send 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 messages, however many it takes to get connected with that person. But the chances are, my friend, that there is someone out there that when you find the impact that you want to make in this world and you get clear on that once you journal on it, or when you get clear on the problem that you want to fix, right? Something you want to see fixed in the world. Once you get clear on that, I almost can guarantee you that there was someone that their mission is to fix that problem or make that impact in the world. So go find those people, go connect with them. And once you start to have a conversation, see how you can add value to their world, right? Maybe it's an internship. Maybe it's a job position that they have at their company you could go into. Maybe it's just saying, hey, can I volunteer and just help out in any way? Maybe there's another creative way that you can add value, but you want to see how you can give to them rather than trying to get. And when you give to them, you're going to find yourself sooner than later, sooner than you know it, to be honest, doing work that is in alignment with the impact and the problem you want to see fixed in the world. All right, so those are 3 questions you can ask yourself to figure out the next step of your life. Again, 1, what is the impact you would love to have in the world? 2, what would you like to see fixed in the world? And then 3, how can you get closer to people that are making that impact and fixing that problem? All right, go out and remember, write on this, journal on it, actually put pen to notepad. And I promise you, if you actually write on this and you don't just hang out with me for this 10 minutes or so, but you actually take another 10 minutes to write out your answers, you are going to get an insane amount of clarity. So go do the exercise, write it out. Let me know what answers you got, what discoveries you found, and how I can help you continue on that path. Matter of fact, what I would love you to do, if you'd be up for it, is go on iTunes and leave us a review and let me know what is the impact you want to make in this world. Let me know what is the problem that you want to fix, right? If there's anything else that you got from this or something you want even more of in this, go to iTunes and leave me an honest review, because I want to make sure that I can continue to serve you, continue to provide value to you, and continue to help you find direction in your life year after year after year, my friend. So if you would be so kind, I would be extremely grateful from the bottom of my soul. If you take 3 minutes, go to iTunes, leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify, take 30 seconds and just click us a 1 to 5 star based on how you're enjoying the show. All right. I am excited to hear your feedback to see how I can continue to improve the show for you. And other than that, my friend, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And I'll talk with you on the podcast soon. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.